This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Feel the starlet crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be... Y'all looking for me? Hey, I'm sorry. We just have, you know, a major catastrophe here at the farm, and I just had to stop the flooding in the basement. But, yeah, I'm here. Okay, so we stopped the flooding. I'm sorry about that. Well, and the problem was the water that was flooding the basement is over boiling. So it was really, wow. Really hot. By the way, Dr. Shuler, what do you do about burns? Our son just got 3 burns from boiling water.
Well, of course, I put ice on it to stop the pain immediately. But how extensive are they?
Oh, not too extensive. Just on his hands. He didn't realize how hot the water was, but it was, you know, over 212 degrees. Well, or
wow.
212. Yeah.
If it's not blistered, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a place where I would also, as soon as it's settled down a little bit, try the Pain Bliss.
Okay.
Roll on.
Okay.
Because burns hurt.
yeah. Hey, Jason, I can hear you. Hey, Jason. I can hear you.
All of a sudden, yeah. We're alone.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So, Dr. Shuler, I was thinking back years ago, back in the 70s, people used to take a headache powder. I think it was called Goody's headache powder. And I thought, isn't that interesting? They opened this little packet, and like the size of a sugar packet, and they pour it into some water, stir it around, drink it. And I would just take an aspirin if I were going to do that. So the question that I have, is there a reason to dissolve the equivalent of aspirin in water rather than just take an aspirin chased down by some water? Is there a time difference?
I know of no reason to do that. No.
Okay. All right. I was looking up processed foods. And there's a term that is used, U, the letter P, and the letter F. And that stands for ultra-processed foods. So there was this guy who decided he would, I guess, do what most people did during the corona panic. And that was eat ultra-processed foods. So 80% of his foods were ultra-processed. And he found that it didn't work so well for him. So for 4 weeks, he piled on some fat and going from a healthy weight to being overweight in just 4 weeks. At the same time, he was thinking he was becoming sluggish and slept badly, lying in bed, racked with anxiety, sweating with fears about everyday life. He developed heartburn and constipation. He got piles. Are piles hemorrhoids? Is that what those things are?
Yep.
Yeah. So, and then he said, worst of all, his brain rewired itself as if he had developed an addiction to drugs. And this is all not drugs. It's other than what's in food, ultra-processed food. And it actually frightened this guy. And he doesn't look like a dummy. So he refers to ultra-processed food, and he says it's prepared in a factory, wrapped in plastic, contains ingredients that you typically don't find in a domestic kitchen, such as emulsifiers, humectants, H-U-M-E-C-A-N-T-S, humectants, and preservatives, bulking agents, flavoring, and emulsifiers, and stabilizers.
Pure junk. Pure yeah. K-U-N-K.
And you've been saying that for as long as I've known you, Dr. Shealy, you know, over 10 years that you've been saying that. You know, don't shop in the outside perimeter of a supermarket, because anything in the middle is just that. It's electric green, electric blue, electric orange. All just go down the soda aisle at the Chinese factory outlet, just for your own amusement, and you won't believe the colors. They aren't. I don't think they those colors just arrive in nature. I think they have to do extra work to make the green and the blues and so forth. So this ultra processed food seems to make up about 2/3 of the calories that people in the United Kingdom eat. And it looks like it's causing the epidemic of obesity in children, etc. And it is making their brains not work properly. Any comments about that, how it affects the brain, Dr. Shealy?
Well, you know, it's junk, and junk damages everything. And the control center is the brain. So, I mean, just as I have not been to a fast food restaurant since 1962 when I took one bite and spit it out, I don't go to those kind of junk places. Mm-hmm. I don't buy it in a grocery store. I don't buy it in a stupid restaurant.
We've mentioned this in the past, that my mom used to listen to the radio in the 1960s, and I would hear it in the kitchen when I was in the kitchen with her. And sometimes there would be Dr. Carlton Fredericks, and he was a professor at Fairleigh Dickinson University. And he would broadcast on a powerful station out of New York City, so it would travel really far. So you could get this for hundreds of miles. Anyway, so that... He would say things like, "You are what you eat." Your comments?
Yes. Eat junk and you become junk. And your brain becomes junkified.
Well, that's what it seemed like to me, that you are what you eat. And, you know, you look at people who are careless and ignorant about what they are consuming, and... it's obvious. As a matter of fact, if you go to any McDonald's class, and if you look at the employees who have been there for years. Now, I'm not suggesting you go to McDonald's for any reason other than to make this observation. you will find pleasingly and unpleasingly plump employees working there. And if you ask them, and I have, so how's the food here? They'll say, "Oh, it's great. It is great." And so, do you eat here often? "Oh, yeah, every day. Every day." And so, you really like it? "Yeah." And then, you know, you'll have to bite your tongue and not say, "Well, it looks like you're wearing it." You know, every bite, you're wearing it. And that's the fact of the matter.
And so it's hard to fix stupid. It really is hard to fix stupid.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I remember being at the Olive Garden, and I haven't been there in years and years and years. I remember the Olive Garden restaurant in Springfield. My mom used to like that. I happen to like their salad, their, you know, unending salad bowl. But the waitress or the waiter would come around, and they'd say, they didn't say, "So what do you think of that nutrition? Was that healthy or what?" They didn't say that. What they said was, how did it taste? And the only answer I can think of is, "Well, it tastes great because you guys have one of the best laboratories in the world to make sure that we say that." Isn't that true? Don't they have a laboratory where they engineer the food to taste great? You know, the heck with nutrition. It's just, Does it taste great? And that's why people go to a restaurant, because they cannot duplicate. They cannot duplicate at home the taste at a restaurant. So, for example, a Chinese restaurant. If you go to a Chinese restaurant and you go, you know what, I throw the carrots in here, there's some celery in here, there's some soy sauce in here, there's some noodles in here, there's some chicken here, I can make that, some onions. You go home, you can't make it. You cannot make it taste that good because you haven't added the MSG. Dr. Shuler, your thoughts?
Yeah, between monosodium glutamate and white rice, a Chinese restaurant is at least as bad as McDonald's.
And there was a story many years ago that I heard, and this is—I don't think this was a news story. I think this was just passed on, kind of like, you know, here's something that I heard. So, an owner of one of these Chinese restaurants was asked something like this. I'm paraphrasing. So, you really like MSG? And he said, "No, but my customers do." Yeah. And so and if you are going to go to a Chinese restaurant, and if you trust them, and you say, I'll tell you what, I'm highly allergic to MSG, and I'd like you to prepare a lunch for me without MSG. Now, if you put MSG in it, the ambulances are going to all be here. So, you know, you need to let them know that you're not kidding. And so, you know, if there's even a hint of MSG, there's going to be an ambulance or two or three here as a result of the shock I'm going to go into. So can you make lunch for me without MSG? Now, if you have that, if you do that, you're going to find out it tastes just like that lunch you make at home without MSG. It's going to taste lousy as compared to the, you know, the great taste you're expecting from the Chinese restaurant. Also, Dr. Shuler, I've noticed that, you know, this was many, many years ago, that I feel kind of weird after having lunch at a Chinese restaurant. So, you know, when I was at KWTO, you know, I might swing over after the broadcast to the Chinese restaurant in town, and I feel like a tingling sensation, almost like a nervousness, like a, you know, an adrenaline-fueled condition. Is that what MSG does?
It is poison.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't it set our taste buds in a frenzy?
Well, it actually titillates, if you will, your taste buds, but it absolutely is dangerous to your mind. That's its biggest problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any studies that you're working on that you'd like to share with us?
No, actually, the only one I'm really working on at the moment is getting five more people to try our Pain Bliss rub-on at no charge. So anybody who's got, you know, reasonably localized, not more than a foot or two in diameter area of pain, it's worth trying.
Okay, so what do you want them to call your number, your main number?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dr. Shuler, if you don't mind, please tell our class that number.
4-1-7-3-5-1-5-2-2-1. Just say you want to enroll in the pain study, and you will be set up with an appointment at no charge.
Okay, class. So, repeating the pain study with Dr. Norm Shuler, you'll be meeting him, and you'll be supplied with the oil for treating your pain at no charge, and you'll be reporting results back to Dr. Norm Shuler. So five more individuals. I believe one of our family is going to try that with you. And so I'm working on that. And thank you for extending that to us, Dr. Shuler. We'll be right back.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour.
50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com. Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you got your
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Oh, jeez. Charles, I am so sorry. I did not have the call screen prominent on my computer, and so I didn't know that you'd been on hold for like 27 minutes. So, Charles, you know, it's been no excuses, but... you know, we were dealing with minimizing the damage from the flood in the basement due to the hot water heater that was leaking and blew a pipe into the basement. So we're trying to resolve that. And at the same time, I'm trying to do a broadcast, so I didn't know that you were on. So welcome, Charles, and thank you for being so patient.
Oh, thank you very much, and it's no problem at all. And I just like to say, good morning to you, the doctor, and the class, and I hope everyone's well.
Well, thank you. What can we help you with?
I just had a couple things that I can't imagine how busy the doctor is with his study. But if he gets a chance, maybe, and you know, you may have commented on these, but I could have missed it. I understand there's a difference between, like, colloidal silver, mild silver proteins, and silver citrate. Well, there's also a white gold ormus that is supposed to have some unique health benefits. And there's also a product that's going around now called C60. It's ingestible carbon, form of carbon ball, that they were doing a study because they they figured we would be doing a lot of manufacturing with the carbon balls because of the new technology, and they did it on Wooster lab rats, I think it was, and they doubled their lifespan. And there's people manufacturing it and people buying it, and they're attributing some health benefits to that also. And I thought they were both interesting products.
Dr. Chu, do you have any comments on Carbon 60?
Well, Carbon 60 I know about, and it does have some benefits. Its best benefit seems to be to the skin, in my experience of what I've read about it. It helps to rejuvenate the skin, especially, helps all kinds of skin problems, but it may well have other benefits I am not aware of.
Well, I can tell you, Charles, that I had taken Carbon 60, probably consumed a total of 3 ounces over several months, probably ending about 6 months ago. And I would take several drops at a time, drop it into my mouth, swish it around, and then swallow it. And I've heard you don't have to do that. It makes no difference. Other recommendations on the Internet are, I know you really need to swish it around. What have you heard about that, Charles?
With the study they did, they gave an equivalent ratio for like an average adult, and they were figuring you need to take, I believe it's like 2 tablespoons, something similar, about that much daily, and they recommend in the morning, and they said that they thought that one of the first benefits you would see is improved sleeping. And as far as swishing in the mouth, mostly like the liposomal or the absorbable, it's stuff that you want to get into the bloodstream quicker is what you do that with. So the thing is, they do recommend you swish the C60 because it's supposed to be beneficial for like your oral health. And I believe it's kind of like a solvent that will help dissolve plaques and stuff in the mouth. Is what I understood.
All right. So, Dr. Shealy, carbon, if you have toxicity in your body, isn't carbon one of the best ways to remove those toxins from your body?
Yes, of course. That's one possibility.
So I'm wondering, what is the difference between C60, carbon 60, or fullerenes, or buckyballs? What's the difference between that and just taking one of those from the big box stores, a capsule with activated charcoal? Is that the same?
Oh, no, not different? At all. Activated charcoal actually just attracts things in the intestine. It doesn't do anything active in the bloodstream.
Okay. And I understand that if you take carbon and you mix it with olive oil and you stir and stir and stir it like for a month or two, you can actually make C60. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Sunday, Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammed Khilibaf said that a three-month monitoring agreement with the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency has expired, so inspectors can no longer access nuclear sites. Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 pandemic. The timeline disputes China's claim that the virus came from the wild. The United States will expand temporary protection against deportation for 18 months to Haitian citizens already in the United States, the DHS announced on Saturday. Temporary protection status, or TPS, shields migrants from designated nations from deportation and grants them work permits in the United States on the basis that it would be unsafe to return them to their home countries due to a crisis such as an armed conflict or a natural disaster. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This day in history, Flash, 1974, the David Frost President-Nixon interview takes place where Nixon says the president is within his rights to order phone tapping and burglaries if it's in the interest of public safety. Years later, Sir David Frost on WNBC talks about what happened behind the scenes between Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and President Nixon.
They had to stay loyal to each other because they each had the goods on each other, obviously, in that sense. But they both did want to get the credit for the good stuff and try and somehow pass the bad stuff over to the other one. So that you had this funny situation of that with Nixon did take exactly the line that Henry mentioned there. He did take the line that, you know, that Henry, of course, he was brilliant and brilliant intellectual and so on. But like all intellectuals, he was, you know, could be unreliable and all that sort of thing. So he could get his point in that way without directly attacking Kissinger. And then Henry, in his case, took the line more of saying, oh yes, Richard Nixon was a wonderful president because he was such a good delegator and he delegated all the difficult things, of course, to me. You know, so that they were both going for the prize without alienating.
Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Today, hour number one, I'll be talking about how to buy a used car directly from the owner and what to look for, how to do it. And if you'd like, I can talk about what happened with the Citgo 303 hydraulic fluid class action suit, because I was part of it. And if you want me to talk about that, I will. But I don't want to talk about it unless there's some interest. So I don't want to bore you with it. But I was involved with it, and I can tell you how I was involved with it. So if you're interested, send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com, instructor@usapreparers.com, and just let me know that if you're interested in talking about the 303 tractor hydraulic fluid. And I'll talk about that on Thursday, hour number one, when we also talk with Kyle about how to buy a used car without buying it from a dealer, buying it directly from the seller. Let's see, hour number two, Stuart's going to join us. And Stuart is the gentleman, he's our neighbor, who, I think he said when he was 8, his mother left, and when he was 15, his father died, and he was left all alone on the farm. And the bank wanted to repossess the farm. And so they sold off everything at auction, and he ended up, after paying all the bills, with 37 cents, enough to buy some Snicker bars at 5 cents apiece, and that's how he survived for his first week, and he's going to tell us that story. And that is a story of starting over at 15 years old. What a story that is. And then, let's see, hour number two, Bert is going to be joining us for hour number two. Okay, and I think Amber Abernethy is going to be with us hour number one, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, back to you, Charles. Colloidal gold.
Yes. There was one thing I wanted to say. Canned green beans. For some reason, the juice out of a can of green beans is supposed to be very beneficial for burns. I know it's been a minute, but. Possibly help.
Okay. I didn't know that. What I have been doing, though, and I'd like to share this with you and Dr. Sheely in the class. So I really, you know, if I gain, I'm at 138 pounds typically. If I bump that up 2 pounds, I don't like it. So what I'll do is I'll take a can of green beans and I'll add some olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. I'll put it in a pan and I'll heat it up. I'll add some fresh garlic. And after I've rinsed the green beans 3 or 4 times or 5 times to get all the salt that I can out of it, I rinse it with water. Then I put it in a pan. Then I add the olive oil and I add the garlic and I heat it up. And I have that as a meal. Dr. Sheely, any comments?
Well, where's your protein?
I have protein as well. But what I'm saying is, you know, I might have some chicken, grilled chicken. I might have some beef, but yeah. But
yeah.
Other than that, you know, vegetable salad
green beans
and
are
some,
good.
Okay. Yeah.
And garlic.
Charles, any comments?
It sounds good to me. Tasty. And the thing, I've worried about my weight when I was younger and tried many different things to control it. And at this point in my life, I've feel pretty comfortable, but I've done diets where you vary your carbohydrates, your proteins, and your fats, and it's interesting to see your just the way you feel and the way your body responds to those. Because I would be kind of active, and I could tell. I don't know the technical terms, but it seemed like my blood would hold glucose for like 3 days, and then I could be climbing a hill on a bicycle, and it would just turn off. And I know I achieved a certain level of energy in the blood, and it just helped me to understand how my body worked better. And I know I believe that you and Dr. Sheely neither are a fan of fasting. I'd kind of like to make a case for fasting real quick. You can imagine that maybe you put a deep cut in your hand and you continually use that hand every day for a half hour. That cut will have a great deal of difficulty healing, and you need to rest that hand to heal. And see, your digestive system, from what I understand, is one of the biggest users of energy in the body, and it all works works out in numbers. It's all a recipe. I mean, anybody who's ever tried to get a loaf of bread to rise, you got to understand that, like, temperature and time always makes the difference. And so fasting for 3 days gives your body renewed energy, and it looks for stuff to repair and stuff to do. That's like if you use Wobazyme for scar tissue, for internal stuff, that can probably fix it fairly quickly. But for external stuff, any scarring like that, look for 7 years, because the turnover of those cells is a lot slower.
Dr. Schiller, your thoughts?
Well, to each our own. I'm 88, and I have never enjoyed fasting. I don't feel any increased energy ever. I've had to do it when I was in medical school for a week, and it was the worst week of my life almost. But we're all unique, and we're all individual. And for those who like to fast, go for it. I just don't personally. It's not my particular bag.
For those who might not be aware, Charles, and correct me if I'm wrong, Charles, I've never met you, but Charles is an instructor. And I don't think Charles is happy with anything the way it starts out. Okay, so, for example, if it's a car specifically, Charles wants to improve it. He wants more miles per gallon. He wants it to ride better. He wants everything about it to be better, more efficient, etc. Charles, is that correct?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
Yep, and probably the same with the body. So if you can tweak your body, you're interested in doing that as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. This is my vehicle. I neglect my car at times because this is America. They're a dime a dozen. But this is my only body. I try to maintain it in some ways, and I've made mistakes like everybody, but I've done okay.
Thanks. Charles, may I ask how much you weigh now?
I'm about 145.
Yeah. Now, when you said you were a little heavier, my mental impression of you is that you're a pretty slim guy. I mean, not much fat anywhere. I mean, if you had to find some fat, you just wouldn't be able to. Is that correct?
I can find fat, but anytime I've had my body fat measured, it's usually single digit. And I've had doctors look at me and they'd say, as long as you feel okay, it doesn't bother them. But no, I have no problem with energy or anything, and most people look at me and would regard me as slim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Dr. Schiller, am I slim or am I not slim?
To me, you're thin, but that doesn't mean abnormal. You just don't have fat. You don't have excess fat.
Yeah. And I have a feeling Charles is the same way.
How tall are you, Charles?
I'm 5'9". Well, maybe 5'8", 5'9".
Yep, that is thin, but still normal and healthy.
So, Charles, are you like me? If you put on 2 or 3 extra pounds, you know it, and you want to get rid of it, like, right now? Is that like you? Is that you, too?
Not so much. Like I say, when I monitored it, it wasn't that I would have a switch feeling bad. And see, about the most I've ever weighed in life was 160, and that was from the time when I was maybe 13 years old. And since then, it's very, very little. I still wear some clothes today, unfortunately. To your question, I've been able, you know, just through eating and activity, I know, well, you've overdone it, and then just leave it. But I can feel fat pockets disappear when I go on a strict fast, and I don't like fasting. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's worthwhile because of the studies they've done on it, and it does seem like it works. And I, for anybody who doesn't believe in alternative medicine and homeopathics and stuff, I'd say there's one thing, well, there's several things. I'd say when you have a cold or the flu, and colloidal silver and oregano and allicin, garlic, If you use them and you use them properly, like you've been prescribed it from a doctor, you will see results. And another thing is, you can see a very quick results in eyesight if you take like the astaxanthin, zeaxanthin, and lutein first thing in the morning for like 3 or 4 days, and then check your vision before and after you've done it for maybe a week or so, and that's one of the quickest things that we'll see improvement, it seems like, eyesight.
And Dr. Shealy?
Well, astaxanthin, as you know, is one of my favorites, of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Anything else, Charles?
No, I just appreciate you listening to me and giving me a little forum there for a second.
Yeah, well, Charles, send me an email when you want to come on the air and if you want to talk about gears and things like that. I've had a real rough go with a transmission, and it's a General Motors / Chrysler joint venture. And the transmission is called New Venture, NV3500. It's a 5-speed stick shift transmission that General Motors and Chrysler developed, and then they gave up on. They just couldn't get it right. And they don't even make parts for it anymore. So my 2001 standard transmission Chevrolet pickup truck, I've had the transmission rebuilt. It lasted. They put all new gears and synchronizers and bearings. The whole McGill, everything except the case, was replaced. And it lasted 600 miles. And they just rebuilt it again. And so, you know, putting this transmission in and out is a pain in the neck. But so I said, all right, so what's the deal? And normally I would have rebuilt the transmission myself, except you need a jig to put this thing together, to hold all the gears as you drop them into the case. Well, and that's one thing. And the other thing is, I couldn't buy the parts for what this gear company could buy the parts for and then put it together, et cetera, with their, you know, with their expert. And this guy really is an expert. Bottom line is, I asked him, I said, okay, so what happened in, you know, 600 miles? He said the gears, the metal that the Chinese make the gears from, is too soft. Have you heard of that, Charles?
Oh, in commercial industrial processes, all the time, things like that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you ever want to come on the air and talk with me about that and teach the class, let me know. Send me an email, okay, Charles?
I've been wanting it, and it's on its way.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you. Bye.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocates Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us in class. If you want to get your vitamins, mineral supplements at the same place I do, you can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Last time I was there, which was a couple weeks ago, I guess, when I did the past life regression study, and with Dr. Shealy, I bought four more youth formulas and three more Dr. Shealy's essentials, and you can too. Oh, very quickly, Dr. Shealy, we've got Lee in Ohio on the line. Do you need any more volunteers for the past life regression study?
No, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, so Lee in Ohio, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning. Let's see. Dr. Lee, I was curious. First of all, I should say thank you. Thank you for dedicating your time to helping us to understand how to get healthy, be healthy, and just providing all the stuff that you do, information as well as all the things that Vince has been talking about at your clinic. So, first of all, thank you. Second, what's a basic way that you can or what's the easiest way you can to me that I might understand how to make kefir, I think they pronounce it, but, you know, where you just
make
your own.
That's fine. Well, I mean, you can buy a bottle of plain kefir, and as long as you leave about one cup minimum in the bottle, you can fill it with fresh, either dried powdered milk or fresh whole milk, or even skim milk, I suppose. And it'll make within 24 hours at room temperature.
And how much do you use? Like, say, I've got a cup of old kefir, or previously used kefir. How do I? How much do I use for the next one? Is it just a quart, a gallon?
Well, I make two quarts at a time. time, and I leave one cup of the original stuff. So I add 7 quarts of milk or fresh milk to 1 quart to make a half gallon.
I see. So it was 1 cup to half gallon is what it makes, or is how it makes. And when I just mix it and let it sit for 24 hours, is that what it was?
Yes, it likes at least 76 degrees, by the way.
Okay. What happens if it's hotter than 76?
Oh, it'd be fine. It'll bake a little fast if it's 80 degrees. But
okay.
It won't make it as fast if it's under 76.
And the consistency, am I looking for thick type of, I've had one that's really thick, and I really enjoyed that, and I thought that's something I could, my body could get into. Is it supposed to be consistency, you know, thicker than the stuff obviously you buy in the store, it's liquid?
Well, it bears a lot on how much milk you put in. I make all my stuff from dried powdered milk, and it tells you, you know, how many cups of dried powder equals a cup of regular milk. But I think it's the consistency is pretty determined by the bacteria in the mix.
And then after that period of time, it just goes in the refrigerator. Is that the
oh, yeah,
supposed to be kept? Okay.
Yeah, it needs to be refrigerated for sure.
So 1 cup held over would be my starter, if you will, for the next batch. That's the way it works. And
yeah, that's what I've done for years.
That's good. I like that. So I only have to buy it one time and just keep on making it.
As long as you keep making it, you know, once a week roughly, or how often you use it, yeah. I don't know if it's been for many weeks how it would work, but...
Okay. And then quantity. I mean, I can almost, my body enjoys that stuff. I can almost eat that all day long. Is it wrong to have too much of that in your, you know, your system to eat that like regularly? Cause it hurts my body less. There's certain foods that just hurt my body. And, you know, I like, you know, I gravitate towards foods that don't eat or hurt.
Well, I mean, I drink one or maximum 2 cups a day.
Okay, that's good.
I imagine you could take more or less, but that's been the pattern I've used for many years.
That's good. Now, jumping to another topic, the protein, whey protein, does it make a difference for different types of protein? Because the one I get is just a generic one they have in the supermarket. Should I be looking for something different for protein?
Well, in general, you're getting to make about 20 to 24 grams of quality protein. And all whey protein should be quality protein.
Okay, thanks for your time, guys. Thank you.
Hey, Lee, I have one quick question for you in 30
yes.
seconds or less. Why do you listen to USA Prepares?
You know, for a variety of reasons. I just like the information without the nonsense.
What do you mean the nonsense?
You know, most of the stuff that I hear on the radio is just full of nonsense.
Okay. And, you know, I was listening to your dialogue with Dr. Norm Shealy, and I was thinking, gosh, this guy Lee in Ohio, he could fill in for me anytime because he wants to know who, what, when, where, why, how, and then he repeats it to make sure he's got it right.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Lee, don't be a stranger. And
okay,
I meant all that
you.
as compliments. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, have a great one.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.